Hi, folks. Chocolate Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. Ooh, Donnie Dump, day 3, on trial. Ooh, it was a doozy. It was kind of exciting as trial goes. I mean, jury selection is usually pretty, standard, simple, straightforward procedure. But this had all sorts of movement and dynamics to it, and strategy that will play itself out in day 4. So, started off the day losing 2 jurors. They had 7 after day 2, and then at the beginning of day 3, lost 1 juror who basically excused herself because she was receiving intimidation and, what sounded like maybe threats. And then another juror, it turned out, did not disclose that he had been arrested in 1990 or 91, something like that. And so because he lied, he got bounced. Now, the big takeaways from today, by at the very last minute of the day, they really sped through making up for the jurors that they lost, and they wound up adding 7 jurors again. They added 7 jurors day 2. Now they added 7 jurors day 3, but because they lost 2, they have 12. And they look like they might be ready for opening arguments Monday, but they still have to put on 6 alternate jurors. So we'll see how that plays out. But I think, at the pace that it's moving, it looks like it could happen. But, if for some reason it doesn't, and then jury selection continues on Monday, they're going to be closed. They're not going to have court Tuesday for the Jewish holiday and on Wednesday because they're normally off on Wednesdays. So opening arguments might not begin until Thursday. But the other thing that happened, 7 more charges were added to Dump's charges of contempt. So that could get pretty dicey for Dump next week. We'll see. But again, it's moving along. I think Dump is unhappy about everything that's going on, but he's going to complain no matter what. When last year, when he didn't have a jury, he said they would have won. That was the fraud trial with Judge Angoron. Was that the fraud trial? I'm trying to think. He's got so many trials. That was the fraud trial. So with Judge Angoron, because Alina Haba is so bad at being a lawyer, she forgot to request a jury. In white-collar crime, it's not unusual for only the judge to be the panel, right? But they do have options sometimes to get a jury, and all she had to do was check a box on a form, and she could have had a jury, but they didn't, and then he used that to complain. Well, if we had a jury, we would have won. Well, of course. But there's no basis to that because anytime a jury hears a case against Dump, so far it's only been civil. But in all the civil cases where there were juries, he got hammered anyway. So now he's got his jury that he claimed to want last year, but now he's complaining about the jury. So this is just what he does. I think we're going to see that this judge is very fair. He's got a reputation for being fair. I'm referring to Juan Merchan. And I think that he's already demonstrated that he's going to call some things for the prosecution and some things for the defense. He's already done so. So I think that's going to continue. I think the interesting part is going to be when the witnesses start testifying. Because I believe Dump doesn't have anyone testifying on his behalf. I don't think anybody cares to testify on his behalf, but there are definitely witnesses that are going to testify against him. And I think the most important witness is Michael Cohen, because he's the one that went to jail in 2018 for this crime, or these crimes, since there's 34 counts. Because that's how dumb Dump is. He did one wrong thing, but he did it 34 times because he's an idiot. but we're going to see how it all plays out. A very, very interesting day today in court. and look forward to seeing if they finish with jury selection. Again, now all that's left is six alternate jurors, and then they can go full steam ahead into this trial. So that's all for now. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.